It's time for the Wednesday edition of the CarlisleEvents.com Racing Report with me, the wise guy, being brought to you today by Chatham Incorporated. That's with Bullfrog Sunscreen. Also by Bayer, Alka-Seltzer brand that is, and by the Carlisle Fairgrounds, where CarlisleEvents.com will be sponsoring the Chrysler Nationals this coming weekend. Visit with Chris Jacobs, the overhaul and Mopar man from TLC. See the swap meet, the dyno, women's oasis, kids at Carlisle, judged and non-judged show fields going on all weekend long at the Carlisle All Chrysler Nationals this weekend. Also coming up this weekend, we'll be racing at Williams Grove Speedway. On Friday night, it's starting at 8 o'clock. It'll be the sprints and the 358 sprints. Then on Saturday night, the Super Sports and the 358 late model shootout, four cylinders and street stocks. Williams Grove Speedway, located in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, just off Route 15. For more information, give them a call at 697-5000 or online at www.williamsgrove.com. NHRA Powerade Series five-time world champion Tony Schumacher and funny car sensation Ashley Force have both been nominated for awards at this year's 2008 ESPYs. Force was nominated for the ESPY as an athlete who has attained unique accomplishments in their respective sports. Competing against Force for the award will be Boston Red Sox outfielder Manny Ramirez, Pittsburgh Penguins scoring machine Sidney Crosby, and former NFL player George Martin. Schumacher was nominated for the ESPY by the Best Driver category for winning the World Championship last year. Joining Schumacher on the ballot are Jimmy Johnson, Kyle Busch, Dario Franchitti, Lewis Hamilton, and Scott Dixon. And it looks like Martin Truex Jr. and Teresa Earnhardt have been penalized 150 championship driver and car owner points, respectively, as a result of the non-conforming roofline that was found on their number one Dale Earnhardt Incorporated Chevrolet prior to Sprint Cup Series practice last weekend at the Daytona International Speedway. Also, though, crew and car chiefs have been suspended for the next six races. That's a quick look at racing. Until next time, it's been Racing with the Wise Guy. Next time I see you, I hope it's at the track.